Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
All right. It is time for Coffee with Kane on this Thursday morning, and it is fueled by Scooter's Coffee in Farmington. I believe next week we're going to get to talk to Bart Vandeven of Scooter's Coffee. And we will make it funny. Apparently he has quite the sense of humor. So we're going to chat with Bart next week. But today we're actually talking with David Scott, who is he's a reporter and an investigative reporter and journalist. He's worked with ABC News, HBO's Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel. But this show that we're going to talk with him about is on Court TV, and it will launch season 3 of Interview with a Killer. Now, it's at 7 o'clock this Saturday night. There's a 2-hour premiere episode, and I'm really excited to get to talk to him because he's interviewing some very scary people, and this first night on Saturday is nothing short of terrifying. He'll be talking with born-again killer Adam Williams. So we'll get with him, and as soon as the phone rings, because we're waiting on him to call, we will chat again with David Scott of Interview with a Killer that can be found on Court TV. B104, this is Audra.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
There she is. Hi, Audra. It's Skinny Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you today?
Now that I'm talking to you, I'm better. I have David on the line for you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Audra. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm so excited to talk to you because I have to tell you, I enjoy the murder, death, kill shows. Thanks. Well, so we're joined by David Scott of Court TV's Interview with a Killer. Now, David, I have to say, you have a storied history as an investigative reporter and journalist. This is not your first rodeo. You've been doing this a while. You have earned quite a few accolades, Emmy Awards, a Peabody, and others. And so I'm curious, what motivated you to want to do a show with Court TV titled Interview with a Killer?
Well, it turns out, a career full of interviewing dictators and politicians and all manner of man is really good preparation for coming face to face with people who have perpetrated the ultimate betrayal of humanity, murder. My career really has equipped me to not just face them, but face them down when necessary. If you watch Interview with a Killer, you'll see this process unfold in real time. We take the viewer inside the netherworld that is the Supermax prison. And bring them face to face with these killers. They're all convicted murderers, and then we take them to task. And you know, sometimes they reveal themselves. Very often, we have to expose them, and rake them over the coals. Like everything on Court TV, this show is ultimately about justice, and we're trying to use the hardball, old-fashioned interview to hold these killers to account.
Well, and I find it fascinating because this is, you know, some real in-person, and you're doing this season, because this is season 3 for Interview with a Killer, and you're doing face-to-face interviews with, this Saturday, it's Born Again Killer with Adam Williams in his first ever interview. How did you go about getting that?
It's so interesting. Adam Curtis Williams murdered a retired couple from New Hampshire in order to steal their truck and their trailer as he was fleeing from the law and making his way across the border to Mexico. He is a lifelong criminal. Spent 10 years in federal lockup before this double homicide case. And like many felons, he claims to have found Jesus in jail.
Mm.
And so he began telling his story on the online platform Substack. And that's how we found out about it. And we approached him. He's a man ready to talk. I don't think any killer has let me inside his head as much as Adam Williams. And that's one reason that we built out that episode to a 2-hour special. It is so rich with insight into these crimes and into the mindset and motivations behind them. So I think you know, in some ways this is really our finest moment. We succeed in penetrating his defenses. He lets us into his head. It's the first time in the season that I was actually rendered speechless after seeing what was inside that head, and it's all going to be brought to your listeners this Saturday in a 2-hour special.
I'm looking forward to it, and I have to tell you that okay, so I've encountered a few killers in my time. I lived and worked in Waco, Texas. So, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, so that just, if that tells you anything.
We've been there several times.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been there several times with this series.
There are some people I've met in person that I couldn't always tell that they did not represent who they really were. But I will tell you that I had people around me who absolutely knew that they were very cunning and very deceptive.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you say you have a 2-hour special for this first, here's my question is, was there any sign, you know, before you say you got inside his head, was there any sign of like a little crack there that you felt like, ooh, I can stick a proverbial finger in that. I need to go down this trail. Was that something that you felt?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, in this case, this was really a man ready to talk. And, you know, as a reporter, you know, that is almost like the best case scenario for a journalist.
Yeah.
He really wanted to bare his soul. Now, I don't think he was prepared for the all of the questions that we were going to ask, because we take about 100 hours to prepare for one of these interviews. By the time I go in there, I know everything that is knowable, and that's really essential, because most of them have been sitting in prison for years and years and years, telling themselves an alternate reality of the case.
Right.
He's a little different in that, you know, he claims to have had this epiphany and now to see the error of his ways. But yes, to answer your question, absolutely. You know, you go in there and he's throwing red flags everywhere. You know, starting with his epiphany itself. You know, is that really an act of conversion or is it an act of convenience?
Yeah.
You know, we approach these people with mostly skepticism, and then we apply pressure, and seeing how they respond to the pressure is a very interesting process and very revealing as to insights into their mentality.
Yeah, and you've got you've got multiple shows lined up. There's one about Rachel Wade, who was involved in a love triangle. There's Julius Mullins, who it was a bad breakup, I guess. And then Amber Halford,
right, which I murdered his ex-girlfriend's mother.
Oh my gosh!
In order to punish the girl who broke his heart.
Some of these are coming up. I mean, like there's November 1st, November 8th, November 15th, November 22nd. These all look like fascinating stories. Do you have one over the years that has always stuck with you that you just can't shake?
You know, the very first interview we did for this series was also a Texas case of a so-called honor killing of two teenage girls by their own father.
Mm.
And ostensibly he was motivated by this notion of honor killing, that they disgrace the family. But when you peel back the layers, you see that he was actually sexually abusing his daughters, and they were reporting it to teachers and others.
Oh.
And so, you know, the question becomes, did he murder those girls to shut them up from making those accusations?
Yeah.
And it is such a heartbreaking case. I'll never forget the images of those, you know, beautiful young ladies slumped over in his taxi cab after he shot them.
Wow.
One of them literally used her last breath to call 911 and name her killer.
Oh, wow.
I don't know, as a parent myself, it's just, you know, it's just such a devastating case. And, you know, in our process, as I said, we have to know everything. And so we read all the trial transcripts. We read the sentencing hearing transcript. We read the victim impact statements. We look at all the visual evidence. We listen to all the audio evidence, and that stuff really sears your soul.
It does.
And yet, it's the it's the price that we pay to bring these stories and hopefully, you know, new insight to our audience, including your listeners.
So, I tell
really
you what.
People tune in.
Thank you so much, David Scott. I appreciate you. We look forward to it on Saturday.
Thank
Take
you,
care.
Audra.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, so great to talk to you.
Skinny Mike, really hard times those interviews. Okay. So that was David Scott with Court TV's Interview with the Killer. I look forward to watching it. It is on this Saturday night at 7 o'clock our time on Court TV. So check that out. And don't forget that Coffee with Kane is fueled by Scooter's Coffee in Farmington. And we're going to get to talk to Bart Vandeven of Scooter's next Thursday for Coffee with Kane here on Morning Go and B104.3.